Now, your letters. We heard from several of you about our conversation with Jim VandeHei of the Washington Post discussing an anti-carry ad put forth by an organization called Swift Boat Veterans for Truth. Gary Pighetti of Falmouth, Maine, was disappointed in our coverage. He wrote, "Reporting on the ad without discussing its merits furthers the goal of the advertisers. So if the ad is false, Kerry or Bush gets gored twice, the second time by NPR." Many of you also wrote in about the debate about new breastfeeding legislation in Illinois. Chris Mulford, a mother in Swarthmore, Pennsylvania, had this to say, "Surely there's a difference between protecting the right of a woman to care for her child and respecting the preference of a spectator not to witness something he or she finds disconcerting. If it comes down to a choice between having rights and having manners, I'll go for the rights, but I think we can aim for having both." Alan Dodworth of Salt Lake City, Utah, offered this, "As a man, and I hope a gentleman, I don't want to be a helpless witness to what I believe is a loving but heretofore private act. If a nursing mother has any regard at all for the sensitivities and comfort of others, she'll at a minimum cover up, or better still, find a quiet corner to perform this essential and, at the right time and in the right place, wonderful act." Send your emails to watc@npr.org, and don't forget to include your phone number and tell us how to pronounce your name.